Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, everybody. Aloha. Aloha, aloha, and much mahalo. This is Professor Gary Lee. In your homes on a Tuesday evening, 3 years, our third year running, to be able to do the Parts Unknown AMAA Masters and Pioneers radio show. We're excited about being in your home. Thank you for allowing us to do that for 3 years. For most of you who don't know who I am, or some of you don't, my name is Professor Gary Lee, and I'm the founder of the Sport Karate Museum Archives. And been doing that for about 20 years. Before that, I was a karate competitor in the open circuits and traditional circuits. And created a couple things, Black Belt TV, the Living Legends, and, of course, the Martial Art Museum. But very lucky to be able to do this radio show for 3 years and be in your homes and share with you sport karate history. Now, everyone knows that there's sport karate, but where did it come from? Who invented it? Who started it? Who helped bring it over here from the Asian countries to America? And this is what we talk about when you interview some of the incredible people that helped do that from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Now, my show is produced out of North Carolina by Hachi Jesse Bowen. And Jesse Bowen, as most of you know, is an incredible man, a visionary, mindset in helping people and motivating people to make them a better person besides being a staunch martial artist. Our show is based upon a lot of things, but not only the museum, but also a book that he helped produce and keep in the image of his instructors, Jan Wellendorf and Dale Brooks. It's a who's who in the martial arts, but he's took it to a different level. He's created a master's edition, a legends edition, and there's so many different things that's going on. And he's going to be speaking on tonight when I bring him on, but I have to open my show with two very important things, people. And we lost them recently over the holidays. And I would like to give my 30 seconds of respect to the individual people that I'm going to talk about. The first person out of respect is Mr. Rick Wigginton, who was well known in the 60s and early 70s for his articles in Black Belt Magazine and his work with armed forces and special forces. Probably the fastest hands that I've ever seen. We got to put him in as a history journal a few years back. And he also donated the OBI, the belt of Ronald Duncan, Sensei Ronald Duncan from New Jitsu, to the Sport Karate Museum, and along with putting documents up from Murderer's Row. So please, 30 seconds for Mr. Rick Wigginton, and my condolences to his friends and his family, Rick Shanahan, and so many people that love Mr. Wigginton. We love you, sir, and God bless you for your service to our country. 30 seconds, sir, for you. Yes. Thank you so much for that respect, and we have another person that we have to show respect to tonight, someone that was very close to me personally because he's from Texas. He was one of the legendary Texas fighters, and we lost him December 30th. I'm talking about Mr. Mike Hill. Mike Hill was one of the best fighters that we had here in Texas. Was actually the secretary of the amateur organization, Karate, who recently just did state, and we're really, really overwhelmed at losing this incredible fighter from Texas. So with all due respect and love, please give 30 seconds to Mr. Mike Hill, one of the great legends of Texas sport karate. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you guys taking time and sharing with me my respect to two great people of the martial arts and a part of the sport karate history. Tonight, I have a special guest, Mr. Alan Goldberg. He is really the godfather of producers, and we're actually waiting on him to get online. But also, I have my producer tonight, and I'm very honored because very seldom that I get to actually talk to him live on the air. And I'm talking about Hachi Jesse Bowen, and we're going to be introducing some things tonight. So, Hachi Bowen, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir, I am. Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you, sir. I've got a big old smile on my face. I know you can't see me. That's what makes radio so great. but you've got some announcements tonight. We've got to get to talk about not only some good things that's happening in Las Vegas, but also I'd like to talk about this directory that you've been working on for the past few months to helping Mr. Goldberg get the names out of the people that he's honored for 20 years. Can you tell me a little bit about that that adventure, please?
Yes, sir. I mean, it's such a great honor, number one, to have you part of our radio network. You know, we have you, we have Karen, we have Dr. Dyer. We're looking for several other people to be a part of our network and to grow the education as well as the, you know, the respect and knowledge that's out there that we all have as martial artists. And this is the thing that we've tried to show and continue to work on, is to show that as martial artists, we're not just the kick and punch skills, you know, that we do more than that. We have other things that make us who we are. And the radio show that you're doing gives it opportunity for everyone to discover sport karate, the people behind it, all the great things that they're doing. So again, you know, we really do appreciate the work that we're doing together with you and the museum and all those amazing things.
I just want to say I appreciate that so much. And the two, we're going on 3 years that we've worked together. We've not only talked about sport karate and the history, but we've introduced different things. For instance, I love the word mindset, and also your incredible visionary of putting people together that has different opinions, like Karen and Paul, and of course your lovely wife, who has a spiritual aspect of vision. So I really appreciate being part of the radio network, and I know we've got a great future ahead of us, some great things going on in 2019. But let's go back to that directory. Tell me about what you've done and how that's going to change the look at things here in the next few months.
Well, you know, there's thousands of martial artists all over the world and that have been to Sifu Goldberg's event, and they keep coming back. You know, last year we were there, and, you know, people are coming back every year just to be a part of it. You know, it's not about the award there. It's really about the energy, all those martial artists coming together, celebrities, and being able to share that time. So we decided that this year to put together a business directory that focuses on the martial arts business as well as the profile and the biography of martial artists, telling about where they are, who they are. Because, you know, martial artists come to this event and I don't know who they are. They get an award. I still don't have any idea who they are. And there's so much rich history that each person that receives an award that we don't know. We just know that there are people that get an award. So what I've done and the Sifu Goldberg, we have put together that a book, a directory. It is a book directory and an online directory also. And where it gives the inductees, the past and the present, to be an opportunity to be a part and to share their story, you know, about their school, their location. We want the book to be a marketing tool that they can put out in their communities. The students can learn about who they are. They can join their martial arts school. We want it to be more than just a place you come to get an award. It's a place that you tell people about, you know, who you are and what you're doing. So that's what we've done. So right now we hit our limit that I set for the book. And again, that limit is over 200 martial artists in the past and the future that are actually featured in the book, sharing the information about themselves, their business. We also have advertisers and sponsors in the book. So this is our first time.
My question. Punchy Bowen, that's my question right off the bat for my my listeners, is that two type of listeners. One who wants the book, wants to be interested in the book, but the other one are the people who need to be in the book. Does it cost anything to be able to be listed? And if it does, what does it cost? And how would people be able to get the book if they wanted it?
Okay. Well, like I said, this is the first time this has been done, and we wanted to make sure anyone that wanted to be in the book had an opportunity. Actually, to be listed in a book is actually no charge whatsoever. If people would like to put more profile information about their school, then they had an opportunity to actually buy advertisement space in the book. But the cost to be in the book was actually zero, absolutely nothing. And this is going to be an amazing book. It's hoping tomorrow we get it, you know, sent off to the publisher. But it's really it was designed by a company out of Florida, and this is going to be really an amazing, a great looking book. So we're really excited about it.
Can you give me an idea of the cost of it?
Oh, the cost of the book. The book right now is going to be on sale for $39.95. Regular retail is $49.95. If you would like to get a copy of the book, you can go to our website, which is who'swhointhemartialarts.com, and order from there. You can also go and pre-order from Amazon. So the fastest and easiest way is go to Amazon and you type in Action Martial Arts Hall of Honors directory, or just type in my name along with that. It'll pull it up, and you can go ahead and get your pre-order. And once the book is released, I think Amazon gets their books on the 16th. The books will be at the event. There's going to be a book signing at the event, so it's going to be a whole lot of fun there.
Well, that sounds really exciting, Mr. Bowen. Now, you've also got something coming up here in Vegas in the end of June. Can you tell me a little bit about that? Can
right.
I tease our listeners a little bit about?
Yeah, so this is our event, the AMAA event, and that's going to be coming up. And on your show, sir, I am going to make the big announcement, and that announcement is who's going to be on the cover of the book. You know, and we started the book in 2015 to honor Jan Wellendorf and Dale Brooks, and we had on feature on the cover of that book was Gary Alexander, Grandmaster Gary Alexander, Joe Corley, Larry Isaac. So those guys were on the book. And then we went into 2016, and we had featured as a major person was Cynthia Rothrock. And then we had Jeff Smith. We had Michael Jai White. We had Linda Denley, Dennis Brown. I was featured on the cover. And then when we went to the 2017 book, we began an honor system, you know, with Grandmaster Joan Ray to pay tribute to martial artists that have given their lives and have made a difference, and to honor them now, you know, while they're living, to honor them and say thank you for all the things that you've actually done for us in the martial arts. It was an amazing weekend. The Joan Ray weekend was an amazing weekend. You know, several months after the event, he passed away, and we're so glad that we did that. And we also honored that weekend the PKA for all that they had done. And that book has Jeff Smith, Joe Corley, Bill Clark, and Bill Wallace on the front cover. So that was sort of like a dual weekend of paying a tribute to Grandmaster Joan Ray, the PKA. And then again, we had over 400 people actually focused on with their bios featured in that book. And then last year, which was another very amazing year, we had Grandmaster Pat Johnson. You know, all the work that he's done in moving the martial arts forward through his participation in the movies like Karate Kid, Ninja Turtles, Batman, all the things, you know, because all those movies actually inspired people to become martial arts. I think the Karate Kid movie was the change in the martial arts dojos, where parents felt it was okay to bring their kids into, you know, into a martial arts dojo. We also paid tribute to the Battle of Atlanta and to the Eternal Warriors. So that was another double weekend of paying honors and tributes to martial artists. The book had over 200-plus people that we did in the book. The event was held in Washington, D.C., in conjunction with Grandmaster Dennis Brown. And so we're constantly moving that wheel forward, constantly moving the bar. Like I said, we, you know, not only do we have the book, not only do we have the awards banquet, but we have the martial arts management services that we do of helping martial arts school owners grow their business. Someone that wants a personal success coaching plan, we do that. We're now offering certified courses in, you know, in meditation, a press release. So we're going to have a lot of different things. So we're not just a awards organization. You know, we're really trying to make a contribution to the martial arts. And this year, the person that has been chosen to be featured on the cover is Grandmaster Stephen Hayes. Again, you may already know him. For a lot of our listeners, you know, bringing one of those pioneers of ninjutsu, you know, a very successful chain of schools, very prominent in the martial arts community. He's one of our board of advisors members. And so this year we're paying tribute to him. And as our get special recognition for you, sir, you're going to be one of our speakers this year. So everyone, Professor Gary Lee is one of the speakers that will be for the banquet this year. And then we have my good friend, Shion Dana Abbott, another Board of Advisor member. We're going to be in Vegas.
You understand you get both of us at the same time up on there because we have to think back at the times of the sewers that we were blindfolded with our swords chasing anything that moved. And we're going to have that attitude when we speak at your event.
I have my book ready, too. So I want you guys to know that I do have, you know, well, that little
we're
staff with a hook on it that it dragged folks off.
being very honest with you, we're very honored to be speaking about it. We've talked about it quite a bit. But just going to give you a forewarning to our listeners and to you, of course, because I haven't really shared with you, we're going to be introducing the storyline for the movie of Memoirs of a Samurai that he wrote the screenplay. So that's basically what we're doing for that little moment that we're going to be on stage. But we're there for you and what you've done and what you've created. But, you know, I got to say this. If Mr. Goldberg doesn't get on the line, we still got to plug the event a little bit. You know, it's at the Tropicana in New Jersey, and it's his 20th or 22nd year. I really know that I've been following him for 20 years. January the 18th and 19th, I believe, is the event. Maybe it's the Thursday before. And Mr. Goldberg does an amazing – I know you've been up there. You've actually contributed, and we won an award 2 years ago, correct, for Mr. Goldberg?
Yes, we did. For the last year was we were – recognized for, you know, the radio show. The year before that, you know, we were recognized for publication of the Who's Who 2016 book. It's a big honor.
Tell my listeners just in a moment, you know, in a couple of minutes, what's it like experiencing what Mr. Goldberg puts the average spectator through? I mean, it's an amazing, amazing event.
Well, I mean, it is. It truly is. It's one of been advertised. It's one of the largest events in the country. One of the best run events in the country. You know, Super Goldberg. He just sort of puts it on automatic pilot.
He has movie
and
stars.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He has Hall of Fame. He has all these. He has like 15 events all in one weekend. It's crazy.
So, you know, I mean, you got the expo, you got tournaments, you got seminars, you know, and then you have the evening events, even before you get to the banquet event. So you have just so many things that, you know, that you can do, especially if you want to come and learn and interact, and you have the film stars that are there. You know, so it's just truly an amazing weekend. Then you go to the banquet, and, you know, you got 1,200 people show up for dinner, you know. So, you know, then to see all that, everything come together and just sort of work. So I would highly recommend this event. If you're in the martial arts and you're going to events, then this definitely needs to be one of the events that you plan to participate in.
Well, I tell so many people that call me and talk to me, I sure wish they hurry up and make a cloning machine, because that particular weekend, there's incredible two other events. And we're going to go middle of the country into Chicago and John Sharkey's NASCA, a.k.a. Nationals Warrior Cup, which is derivative from the OAK, which was formed by Mr. Ernie Lieb, who won the original History Journals of the Sport Karate Museum. The AK Warrior Cup is one of the largest NASCA events and kicks off the NASCA World events for the out the year. It's the first tournament of the year. Then you go down to Oklahoma, and on the 18th, the same weekend, you've got the gathering of legends that Rick Arnold's put together with Jeff Smith and Bill Wallace and Troy Dorsey and J. Pat Burleson, Alan Steen. The Sport Karate Museum will be there. This is going to be at the Casino Choctaw Reservation, and a black belt show to honor those people I just mentioned. Not just they will be there, but for their individuality and what they've contributed to the martial arts. The Arnold family is to pay tribute to those incredible people. So January 18th is a big, big weekend for America in sport, karate, and martial arts. And now the event in Las Vegas at the Bellagio, kind of tease me a little bit about that. When is it exactly, and what needs to be planned to be able to go there? How they get the information?
Well, yeah, that's going to be a phenomenal weekend. We got a lot of activities planned. This year bumps right up to the Super Show, so we're trying to for our attendees to you know, have that opportunity to go and participate. You know, at the Super Show. Then we have the banquet. We're now sort of considering, we're not doing seminars, but we're sort of passing the idea for the AMAA Nationals coming back and possibly being a tournament that weekend. So we're going to keep everybody informed in the next week here, and we're going to make that decision. If so, we're going to relaunch the AMAA Nationals, and we're going to relaunch that in Vegas. So to get involved with that, now we have the Legends Awards Banquet. You can go to our website, which is whoswhointhemartialarts.com, and you can nominate someone for inclusion. That's what we're doing right now. So we're taking nominations. So right now we have about several hundred nominations that's actually come in. And we're still taking nominations. Last year, we had over 800 nominations, and we actually had about 280 people actually in the book. You know, we had about another 300, 350 people attending the banquet. So, you know, it's a great event. Again, you know, our event is not about the trophies and the awards. The event is about why the individual got started in the martial arts, and how has the martial arts impacted their lives. Sifu Goldberg may be on.
I appreciate your time tonight and sharing that information with everybody, not only on the vision of the what you're doing, but I've got one more question to ask you, Hunter Bowen. You kind of teased me earlier today. You're introducing a new DVD. Tell my listeners what's going on with that a little bit.
Well, it's actually one of the courses. We have about eight courses we're introducing this year, and it's going to be an audio program. We're right now, we're really working on helping people to have the mindset of success, and there's a whole system behind that. So we're releasing an audio program, which is coming out on January the 14th, and it's called the New You Self-Discovery System. So the programs that I do as a motivational coach is not about just, you know, telling you about goal setting or, you know, stuff like that. What I try to do, because I'm a certified life coach, I'm a master sports hypnosis coach, I'm a mental mind science coach and NLP coach. So what I try to do is help people from the inside out. So we're trying to, you know, we're introducing these programs so people that want to achieve a better life, want to be successful, want to be helpful, and they realize that what's stopping them right now is actually their own personal thinking. So this is a whole motivational program, and the book is already out on Amazon. We've just created the audio program. And, again, the program is called The New You Self-Discovery System. So it's going to be it'll be available on CD Baby, and it'll also be available on Amazon also. And that's going to release on January 14th.
Wow, super. I appreciate you taking time to explain that to my listeners and to me personally. Now, I'm going to let you try to get Mr. Goldberg on the line. I'm going to take the segment with Wolverine. If he does get on the line, let me know. And I appreciate you taking time with me tonight, Monchi Bowen, and sharing your vision. And, again, I want to thank you for believing in the Sport Quad Museum and everything that I've done to be able to make this happen for the fans, for the black belts, for the history generals, and everything. I really can't thank you enough. So God bless you, and I'll talk to you in a little bit, sir, okay?
Okay. Sifu Goldberg, are you on the line? I'll give him a call.
I'll message for him. There you go. Hey, well, I'm going to be opening up now one of my favorite segments that I do, and we started a few months before the end of 2018, and it's with my student and my dear friend and someone I love talking and conversing with, and I'm talking about the Wolverine. His name is Mr. Dean Pyles. Wolverine, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Well, happy New Year to you. Have you recovered from the holidays, sir?
Yes, sir. I tried to keep my holidays very clean because I have AKA Grands coming up. So, you know, I tried to stay healthy through the holidays, so I'd be ready to go.
Well, you ready to have some controversial subjects to talk about this coming year? Can you believe I've done this show now for 3 years, and hopefully that you're a big part of it this year. I think people, through my emails, people look forward to us agreeing and disagreeing some of the subjects that we talk about.
Right, yeah, it's awesome. And, you know, the thing about it is when you get to hear what we have to say, you're just getting a pure truth. You're not getting – I mean, we actually look at stuff with an unbiased opinion of what it actually is, and a lot of people just don't want to touch the subject, so they just let it go on, you know. And
I love live radio. It makes me nervous every time I'm on the air, but I love – the fact that we're able to talk about things openly and publicly that doesn't really the people who really are martial artists that have been indulged in the real martial arts, they understand some of the discussions that we talk about. So with that introduction of what we do, and like I said, there are some controversial subjects. We decided to do the first subject of the first year of the year of 2019 on the false impressions of what most artists perceive to the general public. Now, I'm not just talking about karate in the sense of sport karate. I'm not talking about tournament karate only. I'm talking about just being a martial artist. You know, it seems to me that today there's so many different types of martial arts, and they just kind of put everybody in the same soup bowl. And that's what the general public looks at. They see MMA with karate and taekwondo and kung fu and tai chi and silat and all these different styles of martial arts, and they put it in a soup bowl, and they just accept the fact that they're different cultures and different styles, and the different people that learn those styles, they're just kind of put together. Well, the image that a person portrays as being a martial artist is very important, not just what he does in the dojo, but what he does publicly, how he acts, how he looks, how he talks, how he dresses, how he acts around public, how he acts to other people. What he does as a person influences martial arts 300%, and also vice versa. I believe that today martial artists don't look at that, and they should. They should understand that they represent all of us because of that soup pot. And individuality, which a lot of us do have, it will come. It's kind of like they say, cream rises to the top. Well, the real martial artists of today, in 2019, they will always go to the top. They will be above because they're true martial artists. Their ego is put to the side, or it's controlled by their fanatic workout ability to be a martial artist and be consistent. There's egos involved. I understand that. But you have to learn to control that ego. And the neat thing about being a karate black belt or a karate instructor is that you have the responsibility to pass on knowledge because you're a teacher. That should calm you down enough to realize that what you do should not be a false impression. It should be impressionable that you're a role model in the martial arts. I feel that sport karate is just a small part of that, but the guys that go to sport karate tournaments and they wear all the patches and they wear all the stripes and, you know, they just try to be bold or stand out in that level, that doesn't really impress me. I'm impressed with the gentleman that is the quiet martial artist that maybe constructively criticizes someone in a very quiet way, but you can see that he's very knowledgeable. I look for that type of person, and that's the person that I want to be impressed by. False impressions, they surround me. What do you feel, Wolverine?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%, Professor. There's so many out there, and one of the biggest problems today, and I mean, you hit the nail on the head, ego. And what's bad is right now, it's so easy for people just to attain a black belt from somebody that has a name, and then other people see this, you know, they don't see any training, they just see the certificate, and that's all they see, and they're convinced that this person can pass on knowledge to them, when actually it's just all jiu-jitsu, just smoke and mirrors, you know, and these people are given a false impression, and people are training, and they're receiving knowledge that, you know, a lot of times is watered down and not going to work. And you know, in the real scheme of things, your martial arts technique, above everything, you know, should be about being able to defend oneself and making oneself a better person mentally, physically, and spiritually all the way around, you know.
Okay, Wolverine. Have you ever come across a guy that has, say, all the stripes on his belt, and you wonder, why would they do that? Okay, I don't understand. But that's okay. My point is this. One time I came across a guy, he had 6 stripes on one side, and he had 7 stripes on the other. Now, wouldn't that make him a 13th degree black belt?
Well, it's supposedly, yeah. I mean,
because 6 and 7, isn't that 13?
Yes, sir.
So 7 stripes on one side and 6 on the other, 13th degree black belt. Now, my point is, whether he believed he was a 13th degree black belt or not, whether his students believed it or not, to anybody that saw that, that has been mentality has seen stripes on belt, they would add it together. Or maybe he might have made a mistake and he put one more stripe than he should have, and the 6 is going to be the symbolized on both sides. I don't know. But that to me struck me as very impressionable of what's going on, because most people wouldn't give a crap about it. Excuse my language. They wouldn't even care about it. But an old fart like myself, it bothers me. You know, it does.
I met a 14th degree. I met a 14th degree once. Alan Goldberg.
Who is this? Is this Mr. Goldberg? Oh, goodness gracious. You finally got on the show, man. How you doing?
Yeah, I had a little problem getting pulling over to call. But here I am.
Wait a minute. We're talking about 13th and 14th degree black belts. You met a 14th degree black belt?
I met a 14th degree, and I looked at him, shook his hand, and I said, I'd like to know who the 15th degree you were that gave it to you. It's unbelievable. These guys
just joined me. My special guest who got in late because he was driving in the big city of New York or New Jersey, wherever he's at, Alan Goberg. Welcome to the show, Mr. Goberg. How are you?
How you doing, guys?
Good, good. I'm on the phone with the Wolverine, too, Dean Piles. He's one of your alumni.
I know that guy. I know that guy. I know who he is.
Yeah?
What's up, bro?
I'll tell you what. I'm going to keep him on the air. And we'll bang our heads a little bit because we were just talking about false impressions in the martial arts. But I want to go right into you. I mean, Hachi Bowen did a good job in helping cover for you for a little bit, talking about your event. But I've got the real deal now. How long, what year is this? This is the 22nd year or 23rd year?
No, 19th year, and we're in print right now, going 29 years, the magazine. We're actually republishing. Actually, as of May, we're coming out with the new issue. We're reposting again.
That's cool, because did you get the article that Paul Pawala sent you on the Living Legends, Power of Women? I sent that to you
through
Paul Pawala.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Is that story worthy to be in the magazine?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I had to be honest with you, 25 years I published the magazine. It was
absolutely
my three months mentors period. I really hated doing it after a while because I did it all myself. And I took a new partner in who's full of piss and vinegar. So, we're coming out again. We're going to be back on top. And the truth of the matter, no one's publishing anymore. So we want to be special. We want to do it for the public.
Yeah, that'd be great. You know, it'd really be cool if you got together a bunch of guys around the country and created ratings again. That'd be really cool.
Well,
you know, back in the day, they respected the magazine ratings. Absolutely.
Yeah. What we're going to be doing is covering three-quarters of the magazine is going to be about children. And
good.
We'll have our tag of other things in there. But we're actually going after the children's-based magazine, because you got to follow the future, you know. You got to go by what the future is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I appreciate you publishing the Power of Women article. That's really nice of you. But let's go back to the Tropicana, January 18th and 19th, your event that's going on.
No, January 25th,
26th, 27th. Oh, okay, so it's going to be a week later. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm glad you corrected me because I thought it was
Thank God.
Yes, thank you so much. I'll have to repost that. So that's good. The 25th, the 26th, the 27th.
25th, 26th, 27th, right.
Super. Now, I see that you're going to be honoring some really cool people. Mike Morassi, also Bernard Carrick. Of course, you have all those movie stars coming in, I'm sure, like Joe Piscopo and other great people. And, of course, your instructor, Jason Lau, who very, very honored to be involved with the project he's working with, too. The thing about it is you touch a lot of the community, not just the media community, but the hardcore martial art community, because you're the real deal. I tell people that you're the godfather of producers, and I believe that. I wouldn't say that unless I believed it. You really, you kind of blamed
me by the way.
I didn't name myself that.
That name, the Godfather, came from like a dozen different people. And I laughed. I said, well, whatever. And everyone said to me, stick with the name. I said, okay, what the hell. So that's where we are now.
See, I'm the one that said you're the Godfather of producers, without a doubt.
Yes, you did. Yes, sir.
Yes, I did. And you are. But let's tell me about some of the specific new things that you're doing. Because you always have a tournament, you always have MMA, you always have Willie Bam there, you always have some really incredible sport karate stuff. Tell me some special things that you're doing for my listeners.
Well, we have four tournaments going on this year, and something we just added on is the Kyokushin Kai tournament, which is brand new.
Wow, good. That's really good.
You know, we have the regular karate tournament, we have the MMA tournament, and then a physical fitness tournament. We actually almost sold out of every booth this year. I never had such a rush, over 25 new booths. And amazingly enough, we pulled in 12 new countries came in this year. So we're probably up to almost 40 new countries this year. Oh, well, 40 countries in total. And it's just getting crazy. You know, it's really amazing. And then, you know, I think the power of the internet has done it for us. Yeah. It's Howard Ethan event. Has done for us.
Now, you've been at the Tropicana for many years. Tell me what a person has to do to get involved and contact, get tickets, or just be able to be a part of the weekend.
Well, best thing to do is just call me, leave a message. I call back.
The
number to call, 718-856-8070 is the best number you can get me on. But if you leave me a message, I guarantee within 24 hours I get back to you. You can go to my website, hohmega.com. Gives you a lot of information. But, you know, we're trying to make an event year after year that's different, exciting. You know, Dean has been at our event quite a few times. I hope he'll be here this year. And, you know, we're pushing it every year just to make it bigger and better.
Well, I'm glad that, because I told you, I thought it was the 18th, sir. I'm so glad you corrected me, because the AKA Nationals is the 18th. And also the thing with Bill Wallace and Jeff Smith is on the 18th. I'm sure that Jeff and Bill always comes to your event, and that'll be a week later, right? Absolutely.
Yep.
Now, who are some of the stars that you're bringing in besides the people I mentioned? I know that you bring in a lot of cool
people. Well, we got new this year. We brought in Tony Atlas, the wrestler, coming in. I got from The Sopranos, Vince Pastore. They called him Pussy on The Sopranos. He's coming in.
Right.
I have, if you remember the name, David Morse. He was the big tall guy that did a TV show.
Law and Order.
Hack. Right, Hack.
Yeah, Law and Order.
He was also he also did The Green Mile. Just did Danamora TV series they just had on. So, all in all. Got a call, and we put the reference letter out already for The Rock. He wants to come to the event.
Cool.
So I don't promise anyone anything because Hollywood is Hollywood, but they reached out to me. Let's put it that way.
Absolutely. Well, you know, every year you do something new and different. And we also talked about the directory a little bit. We actually talked about the directory a lot that you and Hachi Bowen have put together for all your alumni, and this is a new project for you also. So you've added that this year. Another thing that I noticed that you're doing, you're doing a beautiful T-shirt. Tell me how that came about.
Every year I have a great artist. I actually hire three different artists every year that are top-notch artists, and some do flyers and posters. That's why when you see stuff comes out for me, you usually don't see that type of artwork anywhere else. And then I have my T-shirt artist also. So people try to print. I always say that we got to push the martial arts in a bigger and better way because we're almost like a third-class sport or martial art. It's like not looked upon in the same reference. So I always try to make it classier where people, you know, can get a better idea of what we really are about.
Well, you certainly changed that through the years, Sifu Goldberg. I can tell you that from doing 27 Living Legends roasts. You've been a role model for me. I mean, really, you have. So let me ask you another question, too. Do you still do the jewelry business? Because I love your jewelry. Do you still that?
I don't do the jade anymore. I'm doing some more of a custom jewelry. And then I have my own T-shirt company. And then I had a construction company and a novelty company. So I'm always doing something. And I've been pretty successful. I've lived a good life. And that's my second half, starting over and doing things differently now. And I'm never going to slow down. I just can't see it happening.
Well, two subjects I got to ask you about because, you know, I've been your friend for over 20 years now. First of all, how's your Wing Chun doing?
Good. I just came out of my school. I got on the road, but I got stuck in some traffic and some other craziness. So my school's doing well. I'm actually in Chinatown in Brooklyn, and three-quarters of the population that are in my school are Oriental Chinese. So
you come into my school. You came from Jason Lau, one of the great Chinese instructors of our time. The other thing I've got to ask you about your little movie career that you've been working on, and you've got a couple movies there, I guess, came out this past year, right?
Yeah, I never call it a career because I'm never looking to do it to make money off it.
It's fun, though. I mean, are you a good guy or a bad guy?
Depends. It depends. They put me in a role. Sometimes I play a detective, sometimes a cop or whatever, and sometimes make me a mafia boss. But I recently did Paying Mr. Maggette. Yeah, was a mob guy. I put another one. I just did Made in Chinatown. I was a mob bartender. So, you know, they keyhole me sometimes, but I do it for fun. I do it for a living. Don't make sense to me, but, you know, I have a lot of friends in the industry, and they say, hey, listen, we'd love to put you in and help us promote the movie, and I do it. So that's what it's all about. But I can't do
that's
scripts. I have to tell you that. I can't do a script.
You
got
to
give me an idea of what you want.
Okay.
Well, I really think that half the writers that are out there that write the scripts don't have any idea what they're talking about, you know? I come from Brooklyn, New York, and you want to play, give me a script that I sound like I'm a farmer from out in Indiana. I mean, it just doesn't cut it, you know? So I usually say, let me read the screenwriters and let me do what I want. And most of the guys let me do what I want. So there's a lot of things in Paying Mr. Getty that I kind of ad-libbed all, and it came out phenomenal. It was really good.
I can see you as a mob boss or someone that deals with that type of attitude. You could portray that pretty well, I'm sure. But you know what? I'm going to do a plug. I think you're one of the true historians and one of the nicest guys I ever met. But that said, with a little plug, you know, you've been involved with the Sport Card Museum from the very beginning, and you've seen the vision that I had. How do you feel about working, you know, being a mentor for me for all these years? I mean, it really has been incredible, the journey that you and I've gone through.
I think it's needed. I mean, you know, anyone that wants to put our history and save it, I'll give you an instance today. I won't mention the name, but I had someone call me today and ask me, could this gentleman come to my event? And I said, yeah, well, he can come. I'll buy him a dinner. Well, he wants you to pay his airfare in. And I go,
Right.
I said, you got to be nuts. So they go, like, I'll be honest with you, I have a lot of celebrity friends that come on their own. They don't even care about me paying them or doing anything because I won't do it. But you want to be involved with a group that has a great following. We can really make money together if you do the right thing for yourself. But, you know, I'm not paying anyone to be a star at my event. Let's put it that way. So when the guy called me, I said, well, let me ask you a question. I says, if I mention the guy's name in 10 different martial arts schools today, nobody would know who he was. I said, even if I mention Bruce Lee now to these new martial arts schools, the kids wouldn't know who Bruce Lee was even. So, you know, doing what you do is important because if we don't have that history archived and placed in front of us to see, guess what? Where are we going in the next 10, 15, 20 years ourselves when just the media people know who we are? And I think you've touched a nerve by doing the right thing just with the fighters that are out there. Because
like sport karate, absolutely.
Yeah. Right. Most of these guys are forgotten about after their last fight, you know?
Right.
So it's an important thing for people to know. You know, people know I still train and I still work with Demetrius Oaktree Edwards, which was the hardest punch ever in any professional boxing, kickboxing, or anything.
Absolutely.
And I got
this
guy at 64 years old. He's like a monster at 64. So I tell people, I says, you got guys walking the street there that are legends. Just because who they are, not about their name even, but you know you've done something that's special that's made.
You mentioned Dimitri. I got to honor Bill McDonald this year and brought his wife in and a lot of Bill McDonald's students. You know, Bill trained Dimitri in the early 70s,
and
we got to honor him, and that's what you were talking about, to be able to honor that legendary group that created sport karate in America. But again, going back to you, Mr. Goldberg. You know, very seldom, I'm sure, that people don't say this publicly, but I want to be one of the people that do say it. I've been following your career since the Action Martial Arts Magazine days when you were the editor, you know, 20 years ago, and I'm very proud of the fact that you are who you are and what you've done to also further the martial arts and the ability to pass on that knowledge. And people in my position who are producers, we appreciate that so much. Thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. You appreciate it, that's for sure. So,
you know,
but you know, it's funny
to be on the show tonight, sir.
I appreciate that.
Well,
yes, sir.
I, I, I know you're sincere. You're one of the real deal guys. And a lot of the reputation of people from Brooklyn who say it like it is, you know, they do. And you certainly are a man of your words. God bless you, Mr. Goldberg. Thank you for being on the show. And again, anybody wants to contact Mr. Goldberg, what's that number again, please?
718-856-8070.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. Mahalo.
Right.
I'll talk
right,
to you real soon. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy. God bless.
Hey, Wolverine, are you still there on the line?
Yes, sir.
Well, listen, I didn't mean to cut you off, but of course it was Mr. Goldberg. And Mr.
That's
Goldberg
okay.
was the – I know you understand, but, you know, the thing about it is I always got to apologize, even as to you. You know, people don't think that we get along, but we do. But we're going back and talking again about – how to be impressionable as a martial artist. And you were talking about how you agreed with me, but, you know, you're around those people. Let's talk about sport karate a minute. You're around those guys all the time who wear things that maybe aren't the most impressionable look for being a martial artist.
Right, yeah. I seen a guy that had on Chinese lettering on his crest, on his patch. He's wearing a Korean trim top jacket and Japanese Hachimura.
Do you hear that background in the background? Or you need to talk close
yeah,
to
I don't
the
know.
Mic?
I don't know where that's coming from.
Okay, we got Poltergeist on the line then, I guess.
I'm in my soundproof office.
Okay, I'm in my soundproof office, so it's definitely Poltergeist. So anyway, you're talking about someone who's wearing what?
So they had on a Korean trim top, you know, like a Korean master's jacket, the Chinese symbols on their patch, but wearing Japanese Hachimura.
Okay.
You know, so they were a mixed bag and supposedly
well,
like
what
a
do you do? I mean,
they're
fooling, let me tell you something. They're fooling everybody because everybody assumes if you got stripes and patches, you know, you are who you are. And you don't really know unless you dig and research that person, I guess. But then again, is it your business to research somebody? Well, if he's there judging your tournament or judging your students, yeah, I'd research you. Well, I would.
Yeah.
I'm a different animal.
Right. Well, and that's the bad thing about it is these people are so misleading, but it's about just their own ego. But that's why, you know, competition is the great equalizer. And I've always said that because it doesn't matter how much you brag about how awesome you are. Competition brings out, you know, you can't hide what you don't know when you're on the grind. You know what I mean? You can't hide
that. I think
that
sound went away.
No, I still hear it on my end.
Yeah, it's definitely Poltergeist.
Yeah, I'm still hearing loud. I don't...
Yeah. Well, I apologize.
Like that's okay.
Yeah. Well, listen, Wolverine, I appreciate you sharing your subject tonight matter on how you feel about that. So, any last words you'd like to say to my listeners about false impressions?
Just, you know, be aware of the people and listen. If you are talking to someone about training and they, you know, they've jumped around because, you know, they're stabbing different people in the back trying to collect different ranks and things of that nature, be very leery of that person because they're in it for ego and money. Make sure the people that you're looking to train under have actually accomplished something and are recognized by people like, and I'm going to say the Sport Karate History Museum is one of the top places people should look because you do your homework, and if you're not recognized there, then there's a problem. So if you've done something, you should be recognized in the Sport Karate History Museum. That's probably another thing we should do, Professor, is a just kind of like the directory that Mr. Goldberg was talking about, but a thing of, you know, places put out by the Sport Karate History Museum of, you know, legitimate schools that have actual background searches and, you know, are cleared by, you know, all the awesome people that you have there, like the Colonel and everybody else, you know, Mr. Smith and
all those. Well, you know,
I'll
be honest with you, I appreciate that idea, but, you know, it comes down to this. We're first of all, we're an alumni, and as far as policing the community, that's not never the vision of the History Generals. But I'll tell you what we do is this. If someone who is part of the History Generals and part of the history, and they have a school opens up in their neighborhood, they can call the School Carter Museum, and through the History Generals, they can find out the history of that person.
Correct.
I just don't
yeah.
know what the background is. What's going on with this? This
yeah,
is,
I don't.
This
I don't
strange.
Know. Yeah.
Well, I apologize for it.
Radio's on or something. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. Well, listen. Thank you, Wolverine, for being on the show tonight. I look forward to talking to
well,
you
sir.
Next week. We're going to have Rick Arnold on next week and talking about the Accent Show and the World Champion Seminars with Bill Wallace and Troy Dorsey and Jeff Smith. And some incredible people that he's bringing in. Alan Steen, J. Pat Burleson. This will be January the 18th in Choctaw, Oklahoma. And then the following week, I'll be with Carnell Loveless, my friend from Michigan, talking about his tournament in Houston. That'll be coming up in February. And then, goodness gracious, on the 29th, I've got the one and only Mr. Joe Corley back again from last year being on the show. We'll be talking about the PKA new affiliated school program where you can actually get a ring and certification to being a professional karate association affiliated karate studio, a new exciting program that's put together by Mr. Don Willis and Mr. Joe Corley. So he'll be on the 29th and we'll be talking about that incredible venture. Again, Dean, thank you for being on the show. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. I'm glad you had a safe and happy holiday and happy birthday to your lovely wife, Tammy, also.
Well, I appreciate it. She's really overwhelmed by all the people that contributed and wished her happy birthday. And the poltergeist is gone. Goodness gracious.
I know, yeah.
We scared them off.
Yeah.
Well, that's just a pleasure of live radio. People who understand. I'm sure they understand. But God bless Dean for being on the air. And we'll have a new subject next week when we talk, okay?
Yes, sir.
God bless you. Well, listen, we're going to be wrapping up the show tonight. This is our first show of the year, 2019. But without wrapping up the show, I've got to talk about our big event that we're doing this year. We're actually doing two Living Legends roasts in September the 27th and 28th in Houston, Texas. We'll be doing the Hawaiian-based Hawaiian roast and bringing in Kata Wars, Double Kumite. And, of course, we're going to be doing something pretty cool. And you might have heard about it, the Kevin Funakoshi Traditional Kata Tournament, where we're going to actually separate Shonryu, Goju-ryu, Wada-ryu, Echi-ryu, Gyokushin, Shonryu, all these various styles of traditional Okinawan Japanese karate, and take the first places from those individual divisions and create a grand champion. Then take the grand champion and they'll face the Open Kata Wars champion, which we've run Kata Wars for 3 years now, and they'll face that grand champion, and that grand champion will go against that grand champion from traditional karate do, and will form a true American kata champion. So that'll be pretty cool. And along we'll also have the Jim Harrison's Black Belt Point Challenge and some incredible fighters. Of course, Bubble Kumite, which is run by the one and only Mr. Billy Smith. Very proud to say we had seven major tournaments last year to introduce Bubble Kumite. And this is where we take two bubble machines and have kids 10 years old to 1 year old break bubbles for exciting prizes and awards. Also, the regular Kata Wars event, which is open to the open public and open competitors, white belt through black belt, along with the amazing banquet and the awards. And some incredible things we plan this year to add to the Living Legends. And then we'll go to Las Vegas on October the 18th and 19th, and we'll be honoring another Hawaiian, which is John Natividad. And John Natividad is known as the Giant Killer. And the location is going to be announced here real soon, but the date's going to be October the 18th and 19th, and honoring the Living Legend roast of John Natividad, the Giant Killer. And these are some of the things that's planned upcoming for the Living Legends and the Sport Karate Museum. I've also got a plug, of course, the Super Show, which is going to be July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the beautiful Bellagio in Las Vegas, Nevada. Special guest at the Sport Karate Museum, of course, is the one and only Jim Buten, the legendary Jim Buten. He's always supported and been there as my special guest every year at the Super Show. And then this year it's going to be a tactical flavor show with bodyguard and black belt Jason Brooks. But the owner of Spartan Tactical Gear, one of the largest tactical gear manufacturers in the country, in the world, Mark will be there. And also the writer from Warrior Magazine, Mr. Paul Pawala, will also be there. And this will be at the Sport Karate Museum booth. 3 days at the Super Show at the Bellagio. And if you're in Las Vegas, please stop by and say hello to us and get an autograph from one of these incredible men. Of course, you know, Bill will be there, Benny Yekitas, and all the legendary people that support the Super Show each and every year. Big shout out to Century and Leon Rogers and Mike Dillard and all of those incredible people that make the Super Show reality for all of us. Well, our first show was kind of a wing-dinger. We covered a lot of things, got to talk to a lot of cool people, and we're very excited to be a part of your adventure in live radio and talk show. On behalf of the AMMA Masters of Radio Pioneer Network and the Sport Karate Museum, please have a super, super, super 2019. And we'll see you next week with our special guest, Mr. Rick Arnold. And as I always say, mahalo and aloha.